Hola!
Hola!
We're back, bitches!
Oh, what a long week it's been since the last episode.
I know, it feels like it's been almost 3 weeks since we last spoke to you. I just spat all over my phone.
Well, we're off to a good start. If it's not toothpaste all over yourself, it's spit all over your phone.
I'm a wreck. How have you been, Bea? What have you been up to since the listeners last spoke to you?
Oh, it's been a whirlwind. I lost power from some local flooding. Hope you're all safe, Brisbane and Sydney now. I've been, you know, walking to work a couple of days, dealing with a vomiting dog at times. Really, it's just the essence of life.
Well, and can we just take a moment to start out by saying our hearts go out to everyone affected by the floods. Because here in Brisbane, we've had some major flooding, and yes, it's moving down the coast, so Sydney's now getting it. So we hope you're all safe and sound, and the same goes for the poor people in Ukraine.
Absolutely.
My heart breaks.
I think it's been crazy. Like, we had a little break, obviously, but there's been so much happening in the meantime that really, you know, we've all had to divert our attention elsewhere. But hopefully we can bring you some lighthearted, good times for your little 30-minute listen and make all your worries go away.
We'll kiss them goodbye. Goodbye. What else have you been up to?
Having a drink of Fireball with some soda water.
Well done.
I must say, like, we got onto the Fireball, ages ago. I may have discovered a gigantic bottle in your fridge I didn't know existed, so I'm curious about that.
Well, you were with me that night we bought it.
But I don't remember that night, you see.
Because you were drunk.
Well, you know, guilty. But having it with soda water, I got really over it, but having it with soda water and ice is actually really refreshing. So, cheers.
Can I suggest, if you're a Fireball drinker, add a little bit of apple juice and it tastes just like an apple pie. Delicious.
Oh, yes, I forgot about that.
Yes.
One other thing, speaking of drinks that I got up to, I've had this weird need to want to drink West Coast coolers. I've had it for a little while. You might remember that when I originally moved, I said I'd have a housewarming and make it sponsored by West Coast Cooler. Well, I finally went to a bottle shop and remembered to have a look, and they had one pack left on the shelf. Let's be clear, it's not good enough to be in the fridges. So,
I don't know why you're still drinking it, because you were whinging about it the other day. And
I got one out. I tried it. I didn't like it. It was too sweet. Yeah. And I just went through the other three because I can't waste them. I'm not a waster.
You only get four in the pack.
Yeah, it's only four in a pack.
Oh, well, that's fine then.
And they're only little. It's like alcoholic soft drink, but even the alcohol content's pretty light. Anyway, I never had them before. They're not that good. My mum used to drink them back in 88 as a reason she stopped.
Yeah.
That's really what I've been up to.
True. There you go.
It's an absolute true story.
I haven't had a drink in almost 6 weeks. It's been, I've had an odd vodka here and there, but I have not been drinking because I'm on a massive weight loss fitness regime at the moment, which I'm dying from.
Look, you're doing really well at dying. I must say your commitment and discipline actually have been off the charts. So you have to also be proud of yourself, even if you are, you know, shriveling up on the couch.
I am proud of myself. It's been a lot of working out every day, which you can see straight away because we share our Apple Watch statistics with each other.
I know. You put me to shame every day.
It's just been full on, so apologies in advance if I'm a little bit flat, but I'm extremely malnourished and I'm basically anorexic at the moment, really.
Oh, I know. The door opened tonight. I couldn't even see you. And then it wasn't until you sort of wave vigorously. I'm like, oh, you are here.
Yes. Yes. Well, I do my Monday weekly weigh-in. And I did my Monday weekly weigh-in yesterday. And I've lost 7 kilos. So I'm happy. I've got the clap.
And now he's got the clap. You know, it's all good news.
But it's good. Only 3 kilos off my goal. And then we are in Byron Bay for the weekend, which we've still had to pay for ourselves. No one's offered to sponsor our Byron Bay trip.
I know. I mean, the real reason we actually had a break was because, you know, we just knew sponsorship was on the precipice of happening. Alas, we didn't hear from anybody. So, if you're listening now, we're very disappointed in you for not offering.
Yeah, shame on you. We had neither of us were able to go, but we had Mardi Gras over the weekend.
Did you watch it? Oh, yeah, did you watch the whole thing?
I came... Well, listen, I was busy Saturday night, so I came into it probably about halfway, and yeah. I was a bit worried that I'd missed Darren Hayes' performance, yeah. because I... That's the only reason I really, A, was going to go in the first place,
yes.
and B, watched it live. I found the whole Mardi Gras ceremony extremely boring to watch on TV, but then I was lucky enough to watch my Darren Hayes close the show out. I did shed a tear, because it was a big moment. Like he sung really good songs. Like, he opened with the Animal song, which is such an impact, moved into I yeah. Want You, which is... a celebration of 25 years ago that Savage Garden released their first
and a
album.
Fun track.
Yeah. He sang Let's Try Being in Love, which was interesting to see performed live.
Yeah. We'll come back to that in a second. And then he ended with...
Affirmation.
Affirmation, of course.
And I loved the fact that he walked onto the field and said... What did he say? I believe that God does not endorse religious bills.
Yes, and there was a political statement.
Yeah,
yes.
Good on you, because that's such a... It's been such a big thing going on lately, so I yeah. thought that was really good. Tell me more about what you were going to say about...
I was going to say, and like, this is probably not... I mean, I'm a George Michael fan as well, so I do love a lot of those 80s, 90s sort of big stars over that decade or so. And I remember when he performed at the London Olympics and he had done a new single called White Light, which was about him having just survived almost dying from pneumonia in a Swiss hospital. Anyway, the Darren Hayes performance of his new song, well, I do actually like that song a lot more than I did originally, I must say. Like, I've really warmed to it. But his performance is very much like George Michael's, where the audience just didn't connect with it.
No, because it's so fresh. Like, I feel like the audience... Unless you're a diehard Savage Garden or Darren fan, you're going to... I feel like I'm going to sneeze, and it's not coming.
And that's what Darren was probably thinking at the time as well.
Yeah.
I kind of hope we do sneeze, because <I'm just laughs> apparently like, you can see his face.
I'm really waiting to sneeze, but it didn't come out. Unless you're a Darren Hayes fan, like a diehard fan or a Savage Garden fan...
Yeah.
You're not going to really know about a lot of the new music. So you might have heard it on the radio and stuff like that, but you're not going to be, like, really invested in it.
Mm.
Great song. And obviously he has to perform it to promo it, but...
Yeah, it's a club song, though. It's not a live song. That's the thing I think that I felt most. And same with the George Michael one, which is why I was comparing it. It's a very dancey track, very deep dance... It's a club. It's not for a stadium. That was my only feedback.
Right? Yeah.
But still, I do love the song.
But he rocked it.
And
sexy little MF with his little chest out. I was I'm loving this, Darren. Like, good on
you.
He
does look great for almost being 50. Like, he actually looks, his body looks incredible.
He's very toned.
He's probably the most toned I think he's ever been since he's been, famous.
I think his... Listen, his body, he could look in any shape and I still would swoon over Darren Hayes because I'm in love with him.
Oh, just a little bit of a stalker, really.
Just a little bit. A bit Gina G, you know, just a little bit, a little bit more.
Right.
But I thought he looked really, really hot when he came out with Popular. When he had that Black Bonds t-shirt on and he had the guns out. And
it's a bit like streety. Like
he was just so... Ugh, but
and that was kind of when we first started clubbing too. It was almost around the same time, or just after, I think. So it was a bit of a fun time in general, I think, for all of us. One thing about Mardi Gras that I must say, it was the first one I hadn't been to, I think, since 2014. My FOMO was just... like, off the charts as well.
See,
like,
I didn't have any FOMO because I've never been to a Mardi Gras. So I really couldn't have cared less.
Wait until you do.
I got a refund on everything, flights, accommodation, which was great.
Yeah.
The only thing I was out of pocket was the ticket, and that was only $30.
Yeah.
And I gave it to one of our mutual friends to pass along anyway.
Oh, even better.
So.
But I had massive FOMO, seeing everyone's stories and posts down there. I was just like, oh my God, wish I was down there. But we all took the time to book for next year.
We did.
Because next year is World Pride.
Yay! We are all staying in the same hotel, aren't we?
We are.
Yes.
Yes.
We won't tell you where, because we don't want our fans showing up and lobbying the
hotel.
Lobbying
in the lobby.
Yeah.
Pitt Street.
No, we're not safe.
It's in the pits. But it's going to be great. Like, I'm glad we locked in accommodation. Obviously, there's a lot more to go. But I can't wait to get tickets and lock it in and have an amazing time next year.
Oh, me too. Next year's going to be a big year for us because we are doing Mardi Gras. We're doing New York.
Yes.
Well, I don't know about you, but I'm doing Hawaii on route home.
I am doing Hawaii. I've got my leave all locked in.
Yeah,
I'm
me too.
So pumped. And people are like, are you booking leave 18 months in advance? I don't think I understand. Like, we've had our lives on hold for 2 years. This yeah. is, like, the big event that we've been working up to.
I must admit, I had my leave approved yesterday, and I think my boss actually listens to some of my podcasts.
Yeah, mine does too.
Thank you very much for approving my leave. I was very nervous to ask for leave because I don't really take leave. Pull up a cushion, dolls.
You can lean on one of my display cushions.
I've got display cushions and Brett wants to lean on them. But get into it.
I'll just lean on the
Make yourself comfortable. If we were on video, we're very erotically
staged. This is kind of like how Mariah used to like to be interviewed by Molly Meldrum, where she laid on the couch.
Yeah.
And she would have her hair like all extravagantly brushed and placed all over her body. And she would ask questions. No, she wouldn't ask the questions. Molly would ask the questions. She'd be like, oh, well, Molly, you know, it's hard being Mariah.
Well, that's because she's lazy. She used to get wheeled onto stage and everything. But let's not go to Mariah because I could spend all day talking about my dislike for Mariah.
We have a Mariah battle one time. If you're a Mariah fan, pay for our paywall and we have one and we'll do a little debate behind the scenes.
Yeah.
Speaking of being unique... great segue from Mariah to me. Now, I know we said we wouldn't talk about work, and funny enough, I had a little conversation with my manager about it. She's like, oh my God, you dropped the work word, and I just stopped doing what I was doing, but then you didn't really say anything. I'm like, I know. But someone made a comment today about, or maybe I made the comment actually, about how unique I am, because, you know, it's hard being me after all.
Hashtag.
And I said, I'm just like Tigger, because do you know the Tigger song?
I don't think
the wonderful thing about Tiggers?
Oh, you're not talking about...
Like Winnie the Pooh.
Oh, okay. I thought you were...
What are you talking about?
Well, I thought you were doing a racial reference.
That's lost on me.
Okay, keep going.
Something to research, I suppose.
Episode 7. The Tigger episode.
Also behind a paywall, I think. The wonderful thing about Tiggers, the Tiggers are wonderful things. They the bouncy, 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 fun, 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 fun. The most wonderful thing about Tiggers is that I'm the only one.
Well, that's so true.
I am really like Tigger.
You're a Tigger. You need to buy a Tiguan. I'll sell you mine.
Oh, no. But I am thinking of selling my car.
I want to sell mine too.
Because right now, I can make back more than I fucking pay for.
Same. And but I've had it less than 12 months. I feel like I'm too early to sell it. But yeah, anyway.
I'm not going to capitalise off unfortunate situations out there. But
I did...
Put the right price forward.
The car did very well driving through the horrible storm I had to drive in on Friday afternoon to Stanthorpe, which was phenomenal. It literally started at the base of the range and it didn't stop until I got to the top of the range. It was awful.
Didn't you have to, like, drive through... Like, not that you drove through, like, a crazy flooded road, but you got caught out when you were driving at some point during, like, the rain situation as well. So that car actually had a few little...
Yeah, so I was driving back from my mum's house and before I realised it, I was driving on a main road... And there was a car with its hazard lights on.
Right.
And I'm thinking, why has that car ahead got its hazard lights on? And this is, you know, 10 o'clock at night. And before I even realised it, I had gone into flood water. VW, if you're listening, this is... there's no warranty issues with my car.
No, not at all.
There's no water damage. no, there isn't. And it did really well, but I was really surprised at how quickly I went into flood water without realising it. Mm-hmm. And when I looked at the car the next day in the garage, the mud and leaves were halfway up the door on an SUV. So it was quite high. Yeah, yeah. But no, it was fine. It was fine. It chugged along. I just stepped on the accelerator and felt the tyres finally grip the ground and off I took.
By the way, VW, if you're listening, sponsorship.
Yes.
And I noticed a funny thing that amused me because everyone I know, I think it was mostly SUVs, I might add, even just in heavy rain, everyone's alarms are going off.
in their cars, and they're like, oh my God, I've gone into manual mode, all my alarms are like disabled, and beep, 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 all through their cars. It was quite funny because everyone's posting stories about it. So it didn't happen to me though. So Volvo's not doing too bad.
Didn't happen to me either. My alarms, like my sensors went ridiculously crazy when I went into floodwater.
Oh yes.
Because it basically thought I was getting hit by a semi-trailer on every side of the car.
Probably felt like it too.
Yeah. Well, I haven't been hit by a semi-trailer in a long time.
Just the other day, really, for me.
I know. So yeah, that's what's been going on in the weeks since we last spoke to you guys.
Not very eventful, as you can tell.
No.
More of the same old, same old.
We did get very busy, though. We had a lot on. Like, I feel like we had a lot of work and other commitments, and we took our mid-season break a little bit earlier because we just had so much going on.
Yeah, and like I said earlier, with that timing with everything else happening, like, it was just, it felt like there was almost no space to breathe. But, you know, we pulled through. And I even did, you know, the fitness freak thing and went to Kmart and bought some weights.
Good on you.
Why? I haven't used them yet.
Yeah, I was going to say, why? Are they?
Oh, just to do some extra. Did you need
something to hold the door open?
Just, you know, something to bite down on. Just to do some extra workouts.
Good on you.
But they've been in the boxes since I got them and now they're ready to move. I'm moving on Thursday.
I can't wait. Can I just speaking about the weights and everything.
Yeah.
I actually went to Kmart the other day and bought a weighted vest and have started running in a weighted vest.
Oh, is that really hot to wear?
It's really hot. And it's basically like, it feels like you're running with an extra 20 kilos on you.
Oh, shit.
That's probably why I feel so fatigued at the moment.
Is there someone else here? No. My shower decided to have a random burst.
My shower head often does that. I did replace that shower head myself, so might not have done the best of DIY jobs.
It's all right. It's allowed to have a little leakage every now and then.
Moving on to a different topic. Can we just celebrate an email I got the other day telling us that we came in at number 52 in Australia for our podcast for the month of February?
Woo-woo!
Like, amazing. Is that not amazing?
That is no 38 in Portugal, but it's getting close.
But 52 on Apple Podcast, I think, is pretty good, considering our biggest platform is Spotify. Like, most of our listeners
are...
This is just on Apple. Just on Apple.
What do we do on Spotify?
I'm still trying to find the exact stats to find on Spotify. It's a little bit tricky. And Spotify seem to be quite cryptic in the information that they send you. But that's just Apple.
Maybe our preferred, platform might have to change.
Well, you can always listen to us on all platforms. We're available on Apple Podcasts and Spotify and soon Apple TV. We're coming out with our own TV show.
Can you imagine?
I've always wanted to do my own reality show.
Well, do you have those thoughts after the fact?
No, I have them all the time because I often think... So here's the thing. I always feel like people are watching me. So I... When I...
Is that the meth?
Could be.
Okay.
That's probably the scabs. Jokes.
Love your foil hat, by the way.
True. No, but what I was saying was I often... And I've done this since I could ever remember being able to drive.
Mm.
When I'm driving anywhere and I'm in the car by myself, I have a conversation with myself as if there's a film crew in the car or I'm on my way somewhere. So, like, I'll get in the car and I'll be like, yep, so just on my way to the Brisbane Entertainment Centre. I'm so excited to be back in my hometown performing to my home crowd. Really looking forward. You know, I don't normally drive myself to venues, but because I'm in my hometown, I feel comfortable too. And well,
Brittany can drive a car, so can you.
Well, and I have these full-on monologues in the car. I think if people pull up next to me, they just think I'm on the phone. But I'm, like, talking to an imaginary film crew, thinking I'm...
And you're
on a fly-on-the-wall documentary. Yeah, it's really fun. And then I get to my destination, I pull up, and I realise... You're nobody. No one likes you. No one loves you. This was all fake. I'm just going to go slip my wrists right now, guys.
Well, that's all right. I'll start an I Hate Danny Club. And then, anyway.
No, but I do. Like, I have these like full-on blown conversations.
I think you need to realise just for a second, Danny, these aren't necessarily private moments because you have posted these as stories before.
What do you mean?
What have you been driving? Like, oh, I'm just driving, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, but I'm doing that for a while. I'm doing that to my Instagram followers. This I'm doing to nobody in the car. Like, and I have these big conversations about everything. Like, I talk to the film crew about when I released my first album and what it's going to be like getting on stage. This is completely
made up.
Completely fabricated story.
Oh,
yeah.
Siri's also listening.
Siri's listening. It's good to know someone listened. But yeah, I have these conversations. And do you know what? Like, it used to be because, like, I've always had a job where... Well, not always, but I seem to have a job where... I'm not unemployed.
Oh, right.
Had jobs where I've had quite a lengthy drive to work.
Mm.
And I fill in the time by entertaining myself with myself. I talk to myself.
I won't say you're the first person who's had those sort of fantasies. Like another friend of mine, I know he loves to cook, and he would narrate things in the kitchen while he cooks as though he's got a film crew. It's like it's ready, steady,
yes,
cook.
Yes.
You know, so he'd be a bit flamboyant, and his alter ego, Cyril, would come out. And
Cyril?
Cyril, yeah.
Yeah, do you want to name him?
Troy.
Oh, okay.
Now you know.
Yeah, now I know.
He sadly moves away this weekend to Melbourne. You better fucking get score us some listeners and sponsorship down there. Look, I don't mean to harp on about the sponsorship, but I'm just trying to make a point. We're worth it. But I've always had the thoughts after the fact about having a reality show. Like, I go through situations and I'm like, this can't possibly happen to anyone else. Like, my life should be a show.
Agreed.
Where was the film crew? Like, how many... These things aren't coincidences. Like, I'm meant to be a star.
Yeah, I agree.
Like, that's all I can say about it.
I've always wanted to have a reality show based on my life called From Rags to Riches. Ooh. Not that I really came from rags, but I've certainly lifted myself into a different spot than, you know...
You've elevated.
Yeah, I've elevated myself. But then, like, I think, oh, I could be on my reality show right now. And, like, and then I think, oh, hang on. From rags to riches would imply that I'm some kind of millionaire, and I'm not. And then I look at my spending and I go, yeah, you need to curb that as well.
Well, you're back to the rags. Rags to riches, back to the rags.
Yeah, it's like a full circle.
It almost sounds like a circle of life. Well, maybe your best bet. I mean, look, we talked about some of your singing talents before. Maybe like a relaunch of Australian Idol or something, you have a great sob story.
I'm not that pedestrian that I need to go on a TV show like that.
But you could have a spin-off career in, like, Big Brother or radio.
No,
or
that's offensive.
Or podcasts.
No, I'm my own.
You don't want to do podcasts?
Oh, my podcast is, yeah, like, it's great. Oh. But I'm not part of an ensemble. I'm my own show. And to be on Australian Idol or something like that.
Danny's about to break up with me.
Well, you know, I did actually... I don't know how to break this to you, but...
Well, you break it, then I'll break this glass over your head.
Well, I did think to myself the other day, oh, what if something ever happened between us and we weren't talking anymore? I would need someone to fill in for my podcast. I'd need someone to fill in your spot for the podcast. I have a backup. Waiting in the wings.
Well, if it makes you feel any better, so do I.
Okay. Well,
I wasn't serious about it until now.
No, but I'm not serious about it. But listen, you know, like, and I mean, you could get hit by a bus tomorrow and my life has to go on.
Have you got a new job as a bus driver? Because that's what I'm picking up. I don't know what to say. I mean...
I mean,
it's good to plan for all situations.
I'm a planner. I am a planner and I'm a worst case scenario person. So I like to have a plan B in place for everything.
Maybe on your security team. Just to give some guarantees.
Listen, I'm just saying, I've got a... if anything ever happens to you, B, I've got a plan B. You're the B. No, you're not the B.
How can I not? There's no other Bs but me.
I've got a plan B in case you... In case something happens to you. Yeah.
Hmm. Well, let's make sure it doesn't, because I have every intention of still being here for episode 1200. I went down, I think it was when I was 16, I won a trip to Sydney on the radio to go to the it was an anniversary for Home and Away, so we got to go to the set. It was like the diner set. In the
Did you meet Marilyn? Or did you meet who's that alcoholic one?
Irene. She was there.
Yeah, she would be drinking under the counter.
I don't know what her real name was, but she was there. I didn't get to meet any of the Home and Away people, but I did get to meet Jackie O, and back then it was Lab Rat. Remember Lab Rat?
Yes, I do.
Then he was on Brisbane Breakfast Radio for ages, and then he went off to something else. So I got to meet both of them in the
Wasn't
audience.
Wasn't it Lab Stavi and Av or Labanabanabanavi?
The latter, yes. and this is, I don't know why I brought up. Oh, Home and Away. I think I was there for their 10,000th episode celebration or something. And I got like a signed script. And I had to do an on air thing with Gypsy. And I got the signed script and then sold it on eBay for like $120
You should have kept it.
Years later.
You should have kept it. What a shame it wasn't a Neighbours script, because that is about to be
axed.
Yeah, it's going to be worth a fortune. Who watches Neighbours anymore?
Well, this is the problem. No one does watch it. No one's willing to pay for it, so it wouldn't be worth a fortune.
Well, it's very big in the UK.
That's where the funding stopped, which is why it's getting cancelled.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's just not as big as it once was.
I don't know. It's that... do you know what? It's that era of TV that... TV has evolved.
Maybe not everybody needs Good Neighbours.
And not everyone needs to watch a show that is on every night of the week. Our lives are too busy to commit to every night of the week.
That's true.
Like, I can't do every night of the week.
What night can you do?
I'm usually good on a Wednesday. That's where I'm at peak.
Okay.
And then by Thursday and Friday, I'm crashing. I'm crashing tonight.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's because you haven't eaten in about 3 weeks.
Well, true. Brent got here and the first thing, what did I say as you walked in the door?
I'm hungry.
I'm so exhausted.
Yes. Oh, it was worse than that, I think. It was like, oh, I just don't know if I can do this.
Well, I know.
The drama.
You know what? We've been offline for a couple of weeks, so we've got... I feel like...
You should be refreshed.
I know, but I feel like I almost lost my mojo a little bit with the podcast thing. Like, I forgot how to be me. I need to go sit in the car and talk to my film crew.
I think that's actually what you need to do. Some genuine me time with a fake crew.
So true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not wrong.
There we go.
So I guess the question is, the big question on everyone's minds, lips, both sets, is there going to be an episode 7? Is our season continuing?
Is that a question to me or the public?
It's kind of a threat, actually. It needs to. We've got to get to episode 1200.
1200 is
so much
very,
to say, though, Danny.
1200 is very ambitious, and I really take my hat off
but
to your
But don't you
want to
share with the world our experiences from here until our demise?
Listen, while the demand's there, I'm happy to share it.
Well, but the demand is there.
I refer to when H and Claire announced that they were quitting Steps just before they went onto the Wembley stage. They wanted to leave.
That's when it happened.
Yeah. Moments before they went on stage at Wembley, they handed the other three members of Steps a note saying, "We quit, we're out." And I feel like they went out on a high.
Is this where afterwards they then had that documentary show about trying to sit around a table and make amends and get back together?
Yes.
And it wouldn't work.
Because they were all so hurt, they effectively ended the other three's career in a heartbeat. And their reasoning behind it was H and Claire were exhausted and wanted a break. And the next month, they were releasing solo music as a duo called H and Claire.
Oh.
And for your reference, the H and Claire website was so funny because it was literally handclaire.co.uk.
Hand?
So it looked like Hand Claire.
Or just a finger.
That depends how... how loose you are.
Wait, ooh, gosh. Look, if I'm reading between the lines, you have someone else lined up. This is your hurrah before going on stage that you found someone else. You need a break, but next minute there'll be a podcast tomorrow.
You've taken it the wrong way.
Maybe it's D-ich. someone else that looks like Dick something. I don't know.
I don't know what you're going on about there, but no, I'm
Story's
not saying
clear.
That. All I'm saying is I think we continue with our podcast because we love our listeners, but when we feel like it's time and we're going out on a high, we'll we will let everyone know. And
maybe we just need some encouragement. We need some listeners to reach out. You know, as usual, tell us what you like. Tell us what you don't like. Tell us what you want to hear. We've got lots to share.
Yeah, and tell us, do you want a finger, a hand, or the whole fist?
Or the dick.
You can't say that. Hola.
Hola. Is it Brazilian goodbye the same? I don't know.
I don't know. They don't say goodbye to me at Guzman and Gomez, no, so I don't goodbye. Know.
Do you know what they do say? What else? I get in the next minute? You have to go get a trolley because you got ordered so much. What else? Like I've ordered everything.
Mal or spicy?
Oh, spicy. Spicy every time with a churro with that caramel sauce.
My kingdom for a nachos right now. But anyway, let's wrap it up.
Okay. Thank you, listeners.
We love you. We'll be back for episode 7. Don't fret. We're not going anywhere.
That's right. Stick around. Bye. Bye-bye.